I'm Victor Mandolia.
I'm Ellen Thurston, and we're here with Suzanne Snyder. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you so much.
Suzanne, as we told you earlier, is going to be presenting at the Hudson Opera House a program called Q&A, The Art of the Interview. And Suzanne is the head of the Oral History Summer School. And this event on Saturday at, I think it's at 2 o'clock.
That's correct.
Is being presented with the cooperation of the Corporation of Yaddo. So tell us about this. I know Yaddo is an artist retreat in Saratoga, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did all this happen?
Well, I was lucky enough to spend a month at Yaddo last year, actually a little over a month, as an artist, a writer, and for those of you not familiar with Yaddo, it's an artist community, and they host artists, composers, and writers for anywhere from 2 weeks to 8 weeks, and support them with time, space, food, and it's really a godsend for people who are trying to spend some quiet time working on creative projects with the companionship of other artists, but also a lot of solitude.
And so,
where is Yaddo?
It's in Saratoga Springs, and I was there last year. In addition to working in the field of oral history, I'm a writer as well. And I was there working on a nonfiction project, which was very rewarding, but also very lonely. And I began to think about the interview as really the heart and soul of my nonfiction project.
And so, Corporation of Yaddo, are they putting funds into this, or you're just are they getting credit for having supported you during that time?
So Hudson River Bank and Trust funded a residency at Yaddo.
Oh, I see.
And it's for a Columbia County resident, and one of the stipulations is that that resident put on some cultural event for the community back in the county.
Oh, I see. So they do that, the bank does that every year?
We hope so. Mm-hmm. Last year I was lucky enough to be the recipient, and I hope it will be an ongoing opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this program on Saturday.
So Saturday we're going to have a discussion with three panelists from very different professional backgrounds, and what we're going to be talking about is, as the title suggests, the art of the interview. And specifically, we're going to be thinking about how people conduct interviews, why they conduct interviews in fields such as medicine. Jennifer Carotti is a photographer. She'll be talking about a very unique project where the interview results in actually visual art. Ilya Zilak is an infectious disease specialist and practices internal medicine at the hospital here. And she'll be talking about the kinds of interviews that happen between patient and doctor. And then we have Gary Wallace, Lieutenant Gary Wallace, retired police officer in Hudson, still working part-time in the sheriff's office, the county sheriff's office. And he's going to be talking about the different ways interviews occur formally and informally in police work. And I'm hoping to talk about some of the nuances, including power dynamics between interviewer and interviewee, how we put people at ease. In some cases, maybe we don't want to put people at ease, depending on our work. So kinds of, you know, really the way that the interviewer can shape the content of a conversation.
Well, I feel...
Since I do an interview show, maybe I should go.
Yeah, come. Please come.
There's
always
feeling
room
nervous.
For improvement.
I'm feeling nervous right now.
I am too, if that makes you feel better.
But you're the interviewee. I have to say it sounds interesting.
Thank you.
But I'm interested because I would like to improve whatever little technique I have. To me, it's great when a person will come in and has a lot to say. That's certainly easier than asking a question and getting a yes or a no.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you counteract that. Do you have any advice?
I do, because I'm actually really interested in silence and stuttering and all of the awkward kinds of things that happen when you have a reticent interviewee. So we talk a lot about that in oral history. We're really interested in that silence. So actually the trick of the trade is to ask a comparative question when you get someone who's kind of giving you yes and no answers, because a comparative question requires that someone give a more long-form answer. So if someone's saying yes or no, ask questions that, one, can't be answered with yes or no, and two, that requires someone to analyze, well, how would you say your life differs now from 5 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good trick.
I'm going to ask the question, how did you get into the oral history field?
It was a little bit of a fluke. I was a graduate student studying nonfiction writing, and I took a history elective. It was an oral history course taught by the then director of the Oral History Archive at Columbia University. And this happened to be right before 9/11. And, you know, a few months after I finished this training in this elective, really learning how to conduct an oral history interview and what an oral history interview is, after September 11th, the archive received a lot of funding to do a very broad oral history project looking at how trauma affects memory. So I was one of many interviewers to interview people 3 years in a row, asking them the same questions about 9/11 to see how their memory changed of the event. And I was completely hooked after that, because I learned how much there is to an interview besides information and fact-finding.
Did you find that people's memory changed drastically?
Absolutely. Often their memories were conflated with information they gathered after the fact,
right,
either stories they heard from their friends or news reports. And I just thought this whole process of memory and trying to tell one story was so interesting, and also really related to nonfiction writing.
It's one of the reasons why eyewitness accounts trials are so unreliable, because people's memories change, and they think that they are their true memories, but they're really not. They're a conglomeration of outside information that they've gathered since then.
Yeah, I think they're unreliable, but they're still very telling and important. They might not be useful for legal purposes,
right,
but I think that unreliability is interesting.
Well, when you're telling oral histories, it's one thing. When you're testifying in a case, it's quite another, I guess, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, also those silences in interviews, sometimes if you just don't say anything as an interviewer, somebody wants to fill up the void.
They say that Mike Wallace's trick on 60 Minutes. He would just not say anything and wait till the interviewee filled it in, because they always let go of some information that they might not have if he kept the questions coming.
It's interesting, because in journalism that's considered a trick, and it is a trick. In oral history it's considered a kindness, because it's considered a cue that the interviewee can take his or her time, because often that interviewee is trying to be very obedient and they're used to people wanting the short answer. So if I say, how are you? You might say, fine, just because you think I want the short version. So in oral history, we always leave that silence so people can then give the longer version or change their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Were you involved in the oral history project that took place, I think, in Grand Central in New York? Where they had a booth and people could go in and interview each other.
Oh, you're talking about StoryCorps.
Yes.
That was founded by David Isay. I was not involved in that. I was excited about it, and I think it's brought oral history into the mainstream, sort of given it some recognition. But we do have Michael Garofalo, who's a senior producer at StoryCorps, coming up to teach the oral history and radio workshop this summer. So he's
where
will be
can
teaching.
I sign up?
you can sign up by going to www.oralhistorysummerschool.com.
That's great.
Yeah, so I hope you know, and that's just one of five workshops that will comprise the summer school.
So tell us more about the summer school.
So the summer school was a dream I've had for a very long time, and it was actually realized at Yaddo last winter in my room looking out at the snowy kind of, you know, the trees and the woods. I thought I'm going to do it this year, and I emailed Sarah Kendall, and I just knew she could help me make it happen, and she really did. I knew if she wanted to do it. So she really supported the launching of this school, and last summer our goals were somewhat modest. We ran a 9-day intensive, and we brought 18 people from many states and a few different countries to Hudson to learn about oral history and also to be interviewing people around Hudson to start an area-wide oral history archive, which will be housed at the library.
Oh, that's great.
So this summer we're continuing with that intensive, and then we have some specialized workshops on the issues of interviewing people who've dealt with complex trauma, on the subject of oral history and film for people who want to use video cameras as opposed to audio recorders. We have a radio workshop, and we have a workshop on building an oral history archive. So if you want more information, all of that is at the same website, oralhistorysummerschool.com.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when is the summer school?
It starts June 3rd. Well, we always launch it the evening of June 2nd, the night before. We have a big potluck, and we invite all of the hosts who are housing our students and all of the interviewees who will be interviewed and any community members who want to come. You're welcome to come meet the students and welcome them to Hudson. And the actual summer school will be June 3rd to 17th.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about the Saturday event? Can you tell us more about the speakers?
Yeah, I would like to. One thing I want to say about who this might be interesting for, although I think we can learn a lot about interviewing if we come to this panel and have this conversation, I also think it's just about talking. And so I have had students who at the end of the semester, although they loved the oral history, they actually walked away just having listening differently. So I think that hopefully this panel will partly be a conversation about power dynamics and how we can listen better and how we can ask better questions. And to guide us in that, we have Jen Karate, who is an artist, photographer, who is also has been a Yaddo resident several times. And she makes images working with war veterans by discussing traumatic events during the course of war and then recreating those events with their friends and family. And she will tell you more about this very fascinating process. And she will show us several of the images. We will have Ilya Zilok, who will be talking about her work in medicine and the kinds of interviewing she does. And, you know, everyone uses a different name. It might be called a medical intake in her field. Mm-hmm. But I actually went to her as a patient and I thought, who is this? Because she asked me, I think, 100 questions. I thought, this is the most thorough interview I've ever had. So I asked her where she came from and was just very interested in her background. And she's also a writer. She has great interest in art and writing. And Gary Wallace, I was very happy to be connected to him in putting together this panel. His name was suggested to me several times, and he's worked 27 years in Hudson in the police department, and we've had a very interesting conversation about the different kinds of interviewing he's done, both interrogations, which might be what you associate most closely with police work, but also just on the street interviews and the kinds of information collecting that have been part of his job.
So it goes beyond where were you on the night of...
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So they're all going to be telling us about everything from body language to strange things that have happened to them during interviews. And I think it'll be an interesting conversation between them. None of them have met.
This sounds fascinating.
Thank you.
Well, Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
That's a great question.
Hey, wait, be silent. Listen, don't say anything.
Let me think. This is my chance. No, I really hope people will come out on Saturday, 2 o'clock, Hudson Opera House. Yaddo will have some, Leslie LeDuc will be coming down from Yaddo, and Mike Hazard, the chef at Yaddo, has been nice enough to prepare some refreshments and snacks,
which
we will eat after and continue the conversation. And I think it'll be a really interesting way to talk about conversations in our community in Hudson, and also to learn a little more about Yaddo, which is not so far away and is a place that hopefully will be hosting a Columbia County resident in an ongoing way.
And certainly other artists even, you know, I mean, it's not just this slot, the Columbia County resident slot is there, but I mean, but people can apply to Yaddo for internship. It's not really an internship.
It's a residency. Absolutely. And I really encourage people to apply. It's a really special experience. And yeah, you can apply all year round.
I know a number of people who've been there, and just, you know, it almost transformative for people, I think.
Yeah.
And they love meeting the other artists who are staying there. That's a great plus.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
So
your
much.
Train was on time, huh?
Yes. You're both excellent interviewers. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So